Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last we had done the, in regards to the reality of Salah and the entire summary which Hazrat Sufi Iqbal rahimahullah has written, and he mentioned that how can a person gain this concentration in Salah. So one was, he said that a person should just think a little bit, visualize a little bit that I am standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala's full focus is on me. That was one aspect. And the other aspect that he discussed in great detail over here from Mujaddid al-Faisani rahmatullahi as well, that a person, the four important things in Salah is fulfilling the fara'is, wajibat, the sunan and the mustahabbat of Salah. And they say that khushu and concentration in Salah is only restricted to these four things. And if a person goes beyond that and he says that I just want to be totally engrossed and absorbed in my Salah, but he doesn't worry about this, then he's looking for the concentration of Salah in something that is not Salah. So this was the first aspect that he had discussed. Now we come to the second sabak of the Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh. Niyat takbir tahrima wa qiyam. Making niyat, saying the takbir tahrima Allahu Akbar, and the standing posture. He says, baad iske muh taraf kaaba ke khare hokar kare. Now a person is standing up, so his face should face in the direction of Kaaba Sharif. He should stand up facing in the direction of Kaaba Sharif. So he says, sir isme ye hai ke Kaaba naafe zameen hai. What's the secret in this? That the Kaaba is the central point of the earth. There was already mentioned that from Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, that there's various ways of measuring the earth. And whichever way you measure the earth, you will find that the Kaaba is the central point. It is the central point of the entire earth. So he says, sir isme ye ke Kaaba naafe zameen hai. Aur tamam zameen usi se phailai gayi hai. And it is from where Kaaba Sharif is situated that the entire world, the entire earth had spread out from here. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everything was filled with water. When Allah ta'ala wanted to spread the earth, then where the Kaaba Sharif is, a bubble appeared. And it is from there that the earth had then spread out. So he says, from here the earth had spread out. Aur paidaish jism is aadmi ki khaak se hai. Now this human being, the human being has been created from sand. Whichever way you look at it, if you have to look at it this way, that the human being is created from the sperm, from the semen. So then also no problem. How is the semen created? The semen is created from the food that a person eats. Now whether he is eating vegetable, that is also from the ground, it is from sand. Or if a person is eating meat, then the animal is eating grass, and that's how the animal grows. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And this is how a person, now the blood is created and the semen is then created. So this is one way of looking at it, that the human being is created from sand. And the other way is, anta min adam wa adamu min turab. You are from Adam alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from sand. So if you look at it, I am the son of Adam and that is why I am from sand. Whichever way a person looks at it, so the reality is that we are from sand. Jab zahir jism apne ko taraf iske asal ke mutawajjih kiya, when the outward body, now it is returned and you face it to its origin, to its place of origin, then he says, what about the ruh? Batin ko bhi, yani ruh ko taraf iski asal ke, yani haq ta'ala jo paida karne wala hai, jo paida karne wala iska hai, mutawajjih kiya chahe. Then he says that the ruh, this must also be returned to its place of origin, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the creator. Now the focus of the ruh should be turned towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aur hamesha awqat hai panch namaz, so that is the reason why we face towards the Kaaba Sharif, because that's where the earth was created from. And we are created from sand. So our outward body, that is now facing towards the Kaaba Sharif, where the earth had initiated from. And the ruh of a person, the spiritual side of a person, this a person, he turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We find there's two parts of the body. One is the physical body and one is the ruh. And all the food for the physical body, that comes from the ground. Because it is from the ground, so all the food comes from the ground. And the ruh is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that the food for that comes from the top. All our spiritual food, recitation of Quran, zikrullah, namaz, etc. So the food for the ruh, that is from the top. اور ہمیشہ اوقات پانچ نماز بلا شبہ وقت دربار اور حضور کا جان کر حاجات اپنی عرض کریں. He says, and always that a person should be aware of the five times of salah. And at these five times of salah, a person should present himself in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whatever need he has, then he should present these needs in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every person has needs, and our needs should be presented only in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala 5 times a day. Ya ayyuhal nas antumul fuqara'u ilallah. That O mankind, that you are all beggars to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every person is in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, know the 5 times of salah, present yourself in the court of Allah, and whatever your need is, present this before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ab bayan namaz ka aur mana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. He says, from now, from this point onwards, that the explanation of salah and the meanings of the what is recited in salah, the words that are recited in salah, the meaning of this, understand it through examples. We will give you examples and we will describe the entire salah to you. Masalan, jis waqt koi banda qasd-e munajat aur arz-e hajat ka dil mein muqarrar karke hazir-e darbar-e khas ka ho. When any banda, when any servant, he wants to engage in communication with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we in salah, we're communicating with Allah. So any person that intends communicating with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he makes the intention of now presenting his needs before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And for this now, he comes into the court of Allah Ta'ala, he comes into the masjid. Aur nihayat ta'zim aur aqidah durus aur niyat-e khalis se rubaru is bacha ali jaake khara hokar. And now with great respect and with great honor, because you're standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And a person, he goes before some judge or before some king, how he dresses appropriately and he goes there. So when a person is standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then how much more shouldn't a person take care of his dressing? That a person, he dresses properly and he comes to the masjid. And in a proper way now he stands before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So keep the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in mind. Not that a person, he's wearing jeans or he's wearing bermudas and then he's wearing a cap. And in the back now when he goes into sajda, then what happens? The t-shirt also, it lifts up. If whilst performing salah, if a quarter of a limb becomes exposed, just a quarter of the limb, for the duration of 3 subhanallah, salah becomes invalid. For a woman, even her ear is considered as a limb. And if quarter of the ear becomes exposed in salah, for the duration of 3 subhanallah, her salah is invalid. She has to read her namaz all over again. So how careful a person should be. So when a person now has this niyat and intention of engaging in communication with Allah, now presenting his need before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he presents himself in the court of Allah Ta'ala, then keeping in mind the great respect of Allah Ta'ala, having the correct aqidah and belief, and a person, he does this purely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. His niyat must be khalis. His niyat must be purely for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Rubaru is bacha ali ja ke khare hokar. Then he stands before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the great king. Aur ruh iltifat ka aur taraf se hata kar kahe Allahu Akbar. So he stands before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and turns his attention away from everything else. And then a person, he says Allahu Akbar. So a person, he comes with the niyat that whatever need I have, I'm going to present it before Allah. Keeping the greatness of Allah before him. Having the correct aqidah. This salah I'm performing only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Every ibadah that we do, we should make niyat, Ya Allah, I am fulfilling your command. So this salah I'm performing only for Allah Ta'ala. Now standing in front of the greatest king, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a person moves his attention away from everything else, and then a person, he says, Allahu Akbar. And Allah bahut bara hai, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. So usi waqt, badshah-e ali ja, apne bande ke qasd aur irada par pe, muttali ho ke, inayat-e-khas marhamat farmate hai. He says that immediately at that time, when a person came with this niyat, and he stood before Allah Ta'ala, and then he said, Allahu Akbar, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is such a great king, immediately Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he's fully aware of whatever our intentions are, whatever our irada is, what my banda wants from me. His special rahmat and the special mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now focused on this person as well. And as long as a person, his attention doesn't move away from that salah, he is focused, it's towards Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is on him, Allah Ta'ala gives him also his full attention. Aur uthana dono haato ka takbir mein, das bardar hona dono jahan se. And he says, for a person, when you're saying Allahu Akbar, to lift up both the hands, when saying the takbir tahrima, this is like a person that is withdrawing from both the worlds. I got nothing to do with dunya also, and I'm not even worried about akhirat also. It's just me and my Allah. Another example that Hazrat gives of this, he says, is like a person when, for example, the police caught him, etc. So what he does, he picks up his hands, he says, I surrender. I totally surrender. So here also a person, he's surrendering himself. He's giving himself up totally to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is only me and my Allah. And when a person has given himself to Allah, he wants only Allah, then he's got everything. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Wallah, if you are mine, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. The earth is also mine, the heavens are also mine. Everything is mine. And a person has everything of dunya, but he doesn't have Allah. So this person, in reality, he is deprived. He doesn't have Allah in his life. It's mentioned Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayh. So, very, very great king. And a lot of history written about him, how he had fought the wars and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had assisted him against the kuffar. So, it is mentioned that he had one slave that came to work, Ayaz. He came to work by Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayh. So, he was a man that had a lot of good qualities in him. And as it mentioned, he says that this is what is required. A man should have sifat, he should have qualities. Any person that has sifat, he has qualities in him, then we find that he will climb up and he will go up very, very quickly. That even if he has to lose everything, but he has qualities, then he will come up in life very quickly again. So this was a man of qualities. So when he came there, he had nothing. When he came to the court of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi, but because of his qualities, very quickly he became the beloved of the king. So all the other ministers, the courtiers that were there, they became very, very jealous of him. Very jealous. On one occasion, they told Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah, they said that, you know, every night he is stealing. He is stealing from the safes, from the vaults. So the king knew that these are just rumors, this cannot be true. So he said, well, let's set him up and let's see what happens. And really, at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, he goes where the vaults are, he goes and he opens up. So they decided to peep, what is he doing? So that royal garb, when he came into the palace of the king, he was given a royal garb. So that royal garb that he was given, that royal garb, he used to take it out. He used to take it out, and when he came to the palace of the king, the torn and tattered clothes he came with, he had that kept. So he would wear that. And he would say, Ayaz, don't forget what is your reality. What you wear when you came here. That this clothing doesn't make you anything. We generally forget. Sometimes a person, he becomes a great alim of deen. Sometimes he's, what a great qari, he recites Quran so well. Or he becomes a very, very big businessman. So many branches he's got in the country. So many wholesales he's got. So much Allah Ta'ala has given him. He's driving the best car, best clothing. He's got everything of the best. But we forget, where did we start? And who brought us, who made that effort? That apa in the madrasa maybe that taught us Alif Ba. And it is through her effort today I'm reading Quran and I'm making tafsir of Quran. It is through her effort today I can read the kitabs in the Arabic language. But where it started from, do we ever make dua for them? And those ustaz that taught us hifz, taught us Quran Sharif, we came up, do we ever say Jazakallah or even give them a gift? A person that comes to the masjid, do we ever one day go to the muazzin and say, every day, 5 times a day you call me, Jazakallah for calling me? Or we come to the masjid, there's a man that's cleaning the bathroom, do we ever one day go and tell him, Jazakallah, when I come here and I use the bathroom, it's a pleasure. It is so clean and you're doing such a good job. Do we ever, Imam Sahib, he leads us, do we ever thank the Imam Sahib one day? Imam Sahib, Jazakum Allah. So many years I'm reading Salah behind you, and I enjoy my Salah behind you. Do we ever take this opportunity of thanking people? So a person, how can we be human beings? How many, do we ever thank our parents? Wherever we have reached is the barakat of our parents. And if our parents have left the world, do we make dua for them? Every dua, our parents cannot be excluded in our dua. Wherever we have come, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the actual giver. But Allah ta'ala makes the parents, made them the sabab of us coming into the world. So Ayaz also, he reminded himself that what was my reality and where did I start. So on one occasion, to show all the ministers what is the position of Ayaz, so the king, he took out a portion of all his jewels, whatever he must have had, rubies and pearls and gold and diamonds and whatever, and he laid it all out. And then he said that today whoever puts his hand on whatever jewelry is here, that will belong to him. So you can imagine all the ministers, they went wild. They quickly started putting their hand on the maximum they could attain at that time. So Ayaz is just standing. So the king asked him, he said, Ayaz, you didn't hear what's my command? So he said, Basha Salamat, what is your command? Can you repeat it again? So he says that whatever you put your hand on, that will belong to you. So he asked the king, he said, are you sure what you're saying? He says, 100%. So he walked up to the king, and he put his hand on the head of the king. And he told the king that what you have taken out is only a small fraction of what is still in the vault. And what you own, this is only a small fraction of it. If I put my hand and I got you, then whatever is still there, your treasures that are still hidden, all that will belong to me. a person that has got Allah Ta'ala. He read his salah in this way. Allah, it is only me and you. I only want you. And a person should have this desire. Allah, I want to please you, Allah. I want to make you happy. You become happy with me. I don't want to break your commands, O Allah. The person that has this desire, and he continues like this, Allah will bring that day where he will be able to please Allah Ta'ala and never ever displease Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But the genuine, the burning desire must be there. If the desire is there, then Allah Ta'ala will elevate a person. Allah will raise a person. So this is that a person that got contact with Allah Ta'ala, he's got everything. Allah Ta'ala says, Fafirru ilallah. There was one lady, some years back, I think it must have been, that this ayat of Quran, she used to always think of. Sometimes it's hard to wake up with tahajjud. So she used to think of this, Fafirru ilallah. And that used to help her to get up with tahajjud namaz. That run to Allah Ta'ala, flee to Allah Ta'ala. So one day she came from madrasa, and perhaps she must have been teaching or something of that sort. She must have come home. And now her husband phoned and he said he's on his way. So now she wants to cook. And then it's the time of Asar Salah. So now she's thinking, should I cook or should I go make my Asar Salah? Should I cook, should I make the Asar Salah? I mentioned this before also, that if a person wants to test whether he's a man of deen or he's a man of dunya, very easy to do it. At the time when there's a taqaza of deen, then at that time see, will you give preference to the taqaza of deen? And there's a taqaza of dunya, or you'll give preference to the taqaza of dunya. The both are there. The both needs are there of deen and dunya. So will you give preference to deen or you'll give preference to dunya? At that time, if you gave preference to deen, you're a man of deen. And if you gave preference to dunya at that time, then you will give then you are a man of dunya. So nevertheless, so she said, no, my namaz comes first. Let me go and cook, read my namaz, and then I'll come and I'll complete my cooking. So she went. So when her husband came home, and he called for her, looking for no answer. When he went in the room, in sajda, she had passed away. So this is that fafirru ilallah, that a person, he runs to Allah Ta'ala. So here when a person is saying, Allahu Akbar, we don't understand the value of this one, Allahu Akbar. That the both the worlds, we're throwing one side. I got nothing to do with both the worlds. It is me and my Allah. And this is when Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's mercy now showers upon such a person. Niyat or takbir, farz hai. To make a niyat, that I'm reading the four farz of Zohar Salah, that is farz. A person has to make niyat. Because in that Zohar time, from the time after Zawal, right up to Asr, you can make Qaza namaz. You can read Sunnah Salah. You can read Nafil Salah. A person, he can make Istikhara namaz. So many Salah you can perform. So a person has to specify which namaz a person is performing. Like for example in Ramadan, which other roza can take place. It is the roza of Ramadan. There is nothing, no other roza that can come into that space. But for salah, so many salahs can be performed. So this niyat that a person makes, and the takbir that a person says, which I explained, is just to say Allahu Akbar, this is fard. Baad iske dua istiftah hai. After this, we read the dua, which is the opening dua of salah. And isme ta'zeem or tawheed hai. In this dua is the greatness of Allah Ta'ala and the oneness of Allah. Subhanakallahumma. Wallah, you are most pure, Allah. You are free from all faults, Allah. Subhanakallahumma. Wa bihamdika. Allah, all praises belong to you. Every type of praise that a person can think of, every praise belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa tabaraka smuka. Your name is full of barakah. So much of barakat in the name of Allah Ta'ala. An animal was haram. It was haram. If the animal is not slaughtered according to Shariat, it is haram. But when you said Bismillah, you took the name of Allah, and a person now ran that knife on that animal. That which was not permissible to eat, now that became permissible to eat. So much of barakat in the name of Allah. One person came to Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullahi and tells Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullahi Hazrat that I make zikr, but the enjoyment of zikr I'm not getting. I'm not getting enjoyment. Initially a person, Allah Ta'ala tests a person also. Initially when a person starts zikr, for a beginner, he gets a lot of enjoyment in zikr. Then slowly you'll see that enjoyment is taken away from a person. Now the test is, were you making zikr for the enjoyment, or you were making zikr for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? What was your niyat for making that zikr? So the enjoyment is taken away. That's what the Rakim Sahib says, Abdul Lutf na banna. Don't become a servant of enjoyment. Abdul Latif banna. One quality of Allah is Al Latif. Become the servant of Latif, the servant of Allah Ta'ala. So the zikr, he said, Mito Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah, I'm making zikr but I'm not getting enjoyment. So Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah, he said, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. One organ of your body is engaged in taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. So the name of Allah Ta'ala is so great. Watabaraka smuka. Your name is full of barakah, Allah. Wata'ala jadduka. Your authority is so high. Whose authority can be higher than that of Allah Ta'ala? Wala ilaha ghayruk. And there is no deity except you. So if we understand now, we are, what we are saying, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka, your name is so high, wa ta'ala jadduka, your authority is so high, Allah, your name is so blessed, your authority is so high, wa la ilaha ghayruk, there is no deity except you. Now see that enjoyment in salah. Now I'm just, it's in Urdu here, so I'll just read through it, because I've explained it in English. Yani saat paaki ke yaad karta hoon main tujhko ya Allah, aur saat tareef teri ke, aur bohot khoobiyon ka hai naam tera, aur bohot buland hai martaba tera, aur nahi koi laik bandagi ke siwaye tere. Ye dua sunnat hai. To read this dua, subhanakallahumma, what we refer to as the sana. To recite the sana, this is sunnat. کہ جس قدر کلام تعظیم اور توحید کے اس بندے کی زبان سے صادر ہوتے ہیں, عنایت شاہی اس پر دو چند نازل ہوتے ہیں. That according to how much we will mention the greatness of Allah تبارک و تعالی, we will make mention of the greatness of Allah and the توحید of Allah, the oneness of Allah تبارک و تعالی, according to that the kindness and the favors of Allah تبارک و تعالی will now shower upon us. The more we talk of the greatness of Allah, we make mention of the greatness of Allah, the more the kindness of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Aise waqt nuzul rahmat ilahi ke khayal se huzur badshah ka muyassar hai. It says at that time now, thinking of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that is now descending, you mentioning the greatness of Allah, Allah's rahmat is coming down. So thinking of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala descending, now it has become easy for a person to be in the court of Allah, to think of Allah Ta'ala. Dil apna hazir karke حاجات اپنے عرض کر لیں. Now at this time when you before Allah, now concentrate. Let your heart be present. And whatever your need is, present this need. Now he's going to explain to you how we presenting our need. The whole Surah Fatiha is we presenting our needs before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gave us Surah Fatiha. So you present your need. لیکن پہلے عرض سے مضمون دفع شیطان کا کہ وہ بڑا حارج اور دشمن قدیم ہے. But before now, you before coming to presenting your need before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, first, what you need to discuss, what you need to say before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that he repels shaitan, because shaitan is a barrier, shaitan is an obstacle from you reaching Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He's an old enemy that is there that will prevent you from reaching Allah. So first get him out of the way, and when you get him out of the way, now you can present your need before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like a person, you want to go visit some wealthy person, or in today in our terms, any person you go to visit, normally we have dogs, big dogs, Rottweilers and Alsatians and everything. You take a walk, you just open the gate yourself and you walk in there, finish, those dogs will finish you. So what you need to do, today is a time of cell phone, just one WhatsApp message or just one phone call, and you tell the owner that, you know what, I'm coming, and or I'm outside the gate. Now what he'll do, he'll just come out, he'll push the dogs one side, and comfortably with the dogs around, he'll take you in, the dogs won't harm you. So exactly, understand, shaitan is so to say like the dog. He is coming to harm you. He doesn't want you to reach Allah Ta'ala. So what we do, we just tell Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, you the owner of everything, we want your protection. Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Now what shaitan can do? Shaitan can do nothing. So therefore, before coming to our request, so he says that hushyar hokar dil mein lawe aur zuban se kahe, with consciousness, a person should bring this in the heart. That what am I saying? And with his tongue, verbally he must say it, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That when we start our salah, then I seek refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from shaitan that is accursed, that he is rejected. It mentioned shaitan, that shaitan was the greatest abid. There isn't a handspan on of earth where shaitan hasn't made sajda. Everywhere shaitan has made sajda. He was the greatest abid. Shaitan was the greatest arif. He recognized Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the maximum. So well he knew Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so well that when Allah ta'ala kicked him out, that you out of jannat, innaka minal mukhrajin, you out of jannat, you kicked out of jannat, that you will always be accursed, you will always be rejected. At that time he knew Allah ta'ala so well that even at this stage I disobeyed Allah ta'ala, but Allah's rahmat is too great. So he went back, he said, Allah, give me time, give me respite till the day of Qiyamah. And that time also Allah Ta'ala said, you have been given, innaka minal mundareen, you have been given respite till the day of Qiyamah. So he was the greatest abid, he was the greatest arif, he was the greatest alim. He knew the shariat of all the anbiya. And not only the sharia, but the fine print of the sharia of all the anbiya alimu salatu wasalam. But what he didn't have? One ayn. So three ayn. Alim, abid, arif, all of the ayn. One ayn he didn't have in him. He was not ashiq. He didn't have the love of Allah. See, the love of Allah is so great. If you only had the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala said, make sajda, finish. No question asked that I'm made from sand and he's made from fire. Immediately make sajda to Allah. What is the command of Allah? Sami'na wa ata'na. We obey you, Allah. This is your command. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. So he disobeyed and he was kicked out. So first we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then a person, he recites the tasmiya. Shuru Allah ke naam se, jo bohot meherban aur raham wala hai. I begin the name of Allah who is most beneficent. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. This Bismillah is so great. It is so great. When Adam alayhi salam was in Jannat, not a single thing he had to worry about. Everything was found. When he came into dunya to make one roti, one loaf of bread, 360 things Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had together. 360 things. Today it runs into thousands and millions. One bakery, how it is running. And how many machines. And one machine, how many parts. So, we talk of one machine. How many machines in the bakery? So, thousands of things. There, Adam alayhi salam, 360 things. Allah Ta'ala said, just read Bismillah. And all this, we will make it easy for you. Don't worry. Imam Ibn Kathir, rahmatullahi alayhi, has written. He says, when Bismillah is written on anything, then see the barakah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give a person. In his shop, read Bismillah, Ayatul Kursi, and a person blows on his goods that are in the shop. See the barakah in that money that he makes. Now how much of barakah? When there was no barakah, how much he could benefit from the money? And now when there's barakah, now how much more a person doesn't benefit from the money? It's mentioned, the contents of the entire Quran is in Surah Fatiha. The contents of Surah Fatiha, this is all in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the contents of Bismillah, that is in the ba, and the contents of that is in the dot that is under the ba. This is how great Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, I think it is, or Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions, he says that the ustad, when the child goes to madrasa, he just teaches the child Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On that Bismillah, the maghfirat of a person is made. Allah Ta'ala forgives a person. So Bismillah is very great. So here also a person now, he says in the name of Allah, most beneficent, most merciful. Ye shuru hua ardash ka aur ardash ye hai. Now you start your request. What is your request that you are making? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Who is Rabb? Rabb is الذي يبدأ الخلق, that being that initiated this creation. There was no previous example Allah Ta'ala copied. We copy everything. An artist, when he makes a beautiful frame of the sun, of the ocean, of the grass that is over there, where did he get it from? He copied the original from Allah Ta'ala, and we praise the artist so much. Allah Ta'ala is the one that initiated the creation. الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يبلغه من درجة إلى درجة. Then Allah Ta'ala takes this human being, he initiated him, and he takes him from stage to stage. He was a little child, then he grew up, then he became a young man, then he starts getting old, and then a person leaves the world. Which Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah, one poem he says, the bachpan ne tujhe barso khilaya. When you were a little baby, then you played bachpan. In the childhood, you played for years and years, some playing outside with the toys, playing inside, riding your bicycle. Bachpan ne tujhe barso khilaya. Jawani ne phir tujhe majnu banaya. Then came youth. When you became a youth, now a young man, you be insane. How he drives the car, how he blasts the music, how he's carrying the cell phone, and how he acts. There's nobody, you can't explain to the young man. You cannot explain. You are wrong. His father is wrong. His mother is wrong. Everyone is wrong. Only he is right. Jawani ne phir tujhe majnu banaya. Burhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Now old age came. Now he's going tita painting. Now in the night he's putting vicks one side, zambak on the other side. Now old age came, and what problems? That ache. He can't stand and perform salah. How many people they complain? They say, you know what? We can't do it. But we, our heart desires that we stand. Whatever condition Allah keeps, you must be happy with that condition of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Burha pe ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Finally, death will come and wipe you out, and a person is gone into the qabr. The ulama have written, Allah has created this human being such, and the one tafsir, that from the time a child is born till the age of 33, he grows. From birth till 33, he grows. From 33 to 40, he stays at one condition. All the energy that a person had at the age of 33, from 33 to 40 he maintains that. And after 40, gradually now a person starts dropping, and then finally a person comes to the stage where he has to leave the world. So Allah is that Rabb. And Allah Ta'ala knows the diet of everyone. Somebody is a diabetic, somebody has a high blood pressure patient, somebody has this problem, everyone's diet is different, the fish is different, the lion is different, all the animals, the birds' diet is different. Everyone Allah Ta'ala is feeding. And Allah Ta'ala is feeding them 3 times a day. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, let me feed your creation. He said, Sulaiman, you can't do it, O Sulaiman. He said, Ya Allah, give me an opportunity. So finally Allah accepted. So he got all his jinnat prepared, got everything ready to feed. He said, where you want to start? In the earth or in the ocean? He said, ocean. One fish came all his months of preparation down one time, and the fish still wanted more. So who is Rabb? Alhamdulillah. Think of Rabb. Now when a person is thinking of Allah Ta'ala, who is Allah, and is praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now he will get that enjoyment in Salah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, to all praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of the universe. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah Ta'ala is the owner of the Day of Qiyamah. One is a Qazi, he's a judge. The judge has to work according to the rules. He cannot go beyond the rules. Allah is Malik. Allah goes far beyond the rules. There's no rule that governs Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person comes on the Day of Qiyamah, the greatest sinner, Allah says, I want to make you maaf, you go to Jannah. Who can question Allah Ta'ala? And a person, whole life of obedience, Allah says, whole life of obedience, but something I was unhappy with, for this you need to be punished. Who can question Allah Ta'ala? Maliki Yawmiddin. He is the owner of the Day of Qiyamah. And now we ask him for a very great thing. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That we seek only, we only make your ibadat, Allah. And it is only your assistance that we seek, Allah. We're seeking your assistance. Here the ulama say, what we asking Allah Ta'ala for help for? It hasn't been mentioned. Whether we're asking for our health, whether we're asking for business, nothing has been mentioned. So it means when the maf'ul, for those that understand Arabic, when the maf'ul hasn't been mentioned, is mahzuf. That means it refers to everything. Everything, everything of dunya, everything of akhirat. In everything, Allah, we ask your assistance. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. And here we're still praising Allah Ta'ala. And then comes the actual thing, what we're asking for. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, guide us to the straight path. Guide us, give us hidayat. So the greatest thing is hidayat. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala to give us hidayat. Which is this path? Sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim. The path of those on whom you have favored. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not the path of those that earn your anger, and not the path of those that have gone astray. یہ ارداش اللہ صاحب نے اپنے بندوں کی زبان سے فرمائی. And this request Allah Ta'ala is making us say it. Why? We'll go to praise Allah Ta'ala, we don't know what and what we're going to say. We'll make a mess up and we'll come back. So Allah says, you say this. Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala said, Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu, Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allah sends durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? We go to praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we will do? We will mess it up and come. We'll make somebody angry and come back. So Allah Ta'ala says, Salah also, this is how you should recite your Surah Fatiha. Jis waqt ji chahiye, is tarah kya kare. Whenever your heart desires, start your Salah and start your Surah Fatiha. Baad uske ameen kehna. When you finish Surah Fatiha, a person should say ameen. We, those that are followers of the Hanafi Mazhab, we say it softly. And those that are Shawafi, etc., they will say it loudly. And all have got proof. The Shawafis also got proof from the Hadith. Hanafis also got proof from the Hadith. So whichever Mazhab you follow, according to that, a person should say it. What is the meaning of Ameen? Yani, arz hamari kabul. Allah, this request we put before you, istajib. Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Fulfill this need of mine. This hidayat that I'm asking for, Allah, fulfill it. Sunnat hai. To say this Ameen is also sunnat. Or ye loves Quran ka nahi hai bil ittifaq. This word Ameen is not in the Quran. It is not a word of the Quran. Or namaz mein iske saath ek surah aur mila de. Now in namaz after Surah Fatiha, you will join one more surah. That is also wajib, which we say 3 ayats of minimum, 1 complete surah or 3 small ayats. Parna Surah Fatiha ka aur milana ek aur surah ka wajib hai. For a person to read Surah Fatiha and for him to join one more surah with it, that is wajib. See, all this is giving us now what's wajib in namaz, what's sunnat in namaz, so we can be conscious of this. Or parna a'udhu or bismillah ka sunnat hai. And to recite a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, this is sunnat. Or maqam, or is maqam par surah ikhlas. He says here we will basically discuss surah ikhlas, which is a short surah. Why generally you'll find people read surah ikhlas, sweet and short. So everyone wants to read surah ikhlas. So yani qul huwallahu ahad likhi jati hai. So قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ is written here, the meaning of it, دو وجہ سے. 2 reasons why I chose to speak of Surah Ikhlas and no other surah. ایک یہ کہ عوام الناس نماز میں بیشتر اسی کو پڑھتے. He says, generally the people, they read this surah mostly in salah, Surah Ikhlas. So that's why I chose Surah Ikhlas. دوسرے یہ کہ توحید اور سمدیت اللہ کی اور بیچونی اور برائی اس کی اس surah میں با اختصار ہو گئے. He says the second reason in here is the Tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah. That's why in the first thing in the morning, in the Sunnah of Fajr, Surah Kafirun, Wallah, I absolve myself from Kufr and Shirk. Surah Ikhlas, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. When we start our evening, also, the Sunnah of Maghrib, Surah Kafirun, and Surah Ikhlas. So in this is the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the independence, Samadiyat, the independence of Allah Ta'ala, and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Is waste ke hukam, iska is tarah nazil hua. So he says that the command of Allah Ta'ala had come down in this way, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say that He, Allah Ta'ala, is one. To keh, ke Allah ek hai. Allahu samad, Allah Ta'ala paak hai. Allah Ta'ala paak hai, yani khana, peena, kuch nahi. Allah Ta'ala doesn't eat, Allah Ta'ala doesn't drink. Allah is totally independent. He says, samad isi ko kehte hai, jo khud kisi ka muhtaj na ho, aur usi ka sab muhtaj hai. That who is samad? Who is samad? Samad is that being, لا يحتاج إلى أحد. He is not in need of anyone. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anyone. وَيَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ. And everyone, the whole world and every creation is 100% dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not dependent on anyone, and the whole world is dependent on Allah. That is who you call Samad. Allahu Samad. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ نَا كِسِيكُ جَنَا or نَا كِسِيسَ جَنَا غَيَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give birth to anyone. And neither is He born from anyone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is none that can be equal to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Is arudas ke mazmoon ko. Now this is how we need to learn all the surahs. Particularly last 10 surahs, alam tara till the end. If a person knows what he is reading, imagine now how much concentration he'll have in his salah. Every time he is reading, he'll be thinking of what of the meaning of what he is reciting. So he's saying, is arudas ke mazmoon ko is tarah se samjhe, jaise koi muflis se muflis. Tawangar se tawangar baadsha ke samne, das basta khara hokar, apne aajizi aur muflisi, aur iski tawangari, aur barai bayan karta hai. He says that think of this, when you're reading this Surah Ikhlas, and Surah Fatiha you recited, now you read Surah Ikhlas like this. Understand the subject matter in this way. The greatest pauper, the biggest, the poorest person on the surface of the earth, he's got absolutely nothing. He is standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The word wealthy cannot do justice. Who is the wealthiest of all that have wealth in the world? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is standing before that king. And how is he standing? With his hands stretched out. And he is expressing, I am nothing, Wallah. I am useless. I am nothing, Wallah. I am helpless. And I am so poor. And Wallah, you are the greatest. He says that, aur bara umeed war hokar kuch mangta hai. And he has hope and he is asking from Allah Ta'ala. Even a person of dunya, somebody stands before him like that, the guy that stands at the traffic light, when he knocks your window and he says, no boss, please, eventually, even if you don't want to give him, you'll say, just take something, 50 cents, 1 rand, take it and put it in his hand, and then a person will drive off. Or somebody came to your door, he doesn't want to move, and he stands there and he praises you, he falls to the ground. Then even then, a person with a hard heart, maybe he'll also take some pity, take a 1 rand and give it to him. If we stand like this before Allah Ta'ala, and a person is asking from Allah Ta'ala, how is it possible that Allah Ta'ala doesn't fulfill our need? Definitely Allah Ta'ala will fulfill our need. So this is the bayan now of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah. Now he says, Namaz shuru karne se pehle wali sharte, guzishta sabak mein bayan ho chuki. He says, all the conditions that are required before a person commences salah, in the past sabak we discussed this. Salik inko achi tarah mashq karne ke baad, ab is sabak par amal is tarah kare. He says that now, after practicing on the last sabak, practice on this sabak in this way. Ke awwal namaz parne mein, niyat ko khalis Allah Jalla Shanuhu ke liye, karte huye Allahu Akbar pe tasawwur karte huye kahe. That a person, when he is performing salah, then this must be done purely for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Your niyat should be purely for Allah. There's no time, that there's so much to explain here, that the niyat should be purely for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when saying Allahu Akbar, a person should just think a little bit, ke ab main dono jahaon se haath utha liye ho, aur Allah Jalla Shanuhu ke saamne hazir ho gaya ho. That now I have surrendered from both the world, and I have stood before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Bohut adab aur ajizi ikhtiyar kare, that humble yourself, stand with etiquette before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not that a person is scratching, or a person is doing something, or is thinking about something. No, a person with adab, with respect, you stand before Allah, humble yourself before Allah. You'll see sometime our buzruks when they're making dua also. You'll never see them sitting like this and making dua. You'll see them bent, slightly bent. They're humbling themselves and then they're making dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that humbleness must be found. Aur ajizi ikhtiyar kare. Lekin hukam ki ta'meel mein seedha khara ho. But when performing salah, the command of Allah is to stand straight. So here in salah you will stand straight because that's the command of Allah. اور نظر سجدے کے مقام پر جمائے رکھیں. اینڈ دین یور گیز شوڈ بی ایٹ دا پلیس آف سجدہ. آئی سیڈ دیٹ وین دا اسٹینڈنگ پوسچر یور گیز شوڈ بی آن دا پلیس آف سجدہ وچ ہی مینشنز ہیئر. اینڈ دین ا پرسن شوڈ ریڈ دا ثنا وچ وی ڈسکس سبحانک اللہم پھر الحمد شریف پڑھے دین الحمد شریف. اس وقت خیال کرے کہ مجھے اللہ جل شانہ کی حضوری معیت اور باہم کلامی حاصل ہوگی. جسٹ تھنک ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم ا لٹل بٹ اللہ تعالیٰ گیو می دا توفیق آف کمنگ اینڈ اسٹینڈنگ بفور ہم اینڈ گیو می دا اپرچونٹی ٹو ناؤ بی ان کنورزیشن وتھ ہم. موسیٰ علیہ السلام ہی کنورس ود اللہ تعالیٰ. یا اللہ تعالیٰ از ٹاکنگ ٹو اس. وین ا پرسن سیز الحمد للہ رب العالمین اللہ تعالیٰ ریسپونس حمیدنی عبدی مائی سرونٹ ہیز پریز می. الرحمن الرحیم اللہ تعالیٰ سیز اثنا علی عبدی مائی سرونٹ ہیز پریز می. مالک یوم الدین مجدنی عبدی مائی سرونٹ ہیز اسپوک آف مائی گریٹنس. ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین. یا اللہ تعالیٰ سیز ھذا بینی و بین عبدی. دس از بٹوین می and between my servant, because we saying, Allah, we worship you. And then we ask him for our need, Allah, we seek your assistance. So, هذا بيني وبين عبدي. This is between me and my servant. ولي عبدي ما سأل. And my servant gets whatever he wants. And then from اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, we ask him for hidayat. Right till the end of Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala says, هذا لعبدي ولي عبدي ما سأل. This is all for my servant. And for my servant is whatever he has asked for. This is what he discusses here in detail, right till the end. And then he says, اسی طرح بعد میں جو سورج شریف پر ہی جائے گی اس میں بھی اللہ تعالیٰ سے ہم کلامی ہونے کا دھیان رکھے. سورہ دا چریر آفٹر سورہ فاتحہ دے آلسو اے پرسن ہی شوڈ بی کانشیس دیٹ آئی ایم ان کنورزیشن وتھ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ. اینڈ دین لاسٹ نوٹ ہی سیز اس سبق کی پوری مشق جب تک حزب سابق نہ کرے اگلے سبق نہ شروع کرے. فرسٹ یو میک مشق, یو پریکٹس آن دس سبق. اینڈ ایز لانگ ایز دس سبق از ناٹ ان یور لائف, یو ناٹ پریکٹسنگ آن ایوری تھنگ دیٹ ایئر, ڈونٹ ایون گو ٹو دا نیکسٹ سبق. سو دس کتاب از سپوز ٹو بی ڈن ان اسٹیجز. فرسٹ یو ڈو ون لیسن, you practice it 40 days and then you go, but then we'll never finish the kitab. So that's why we're doing it. But whatever we learn, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We can go, the recordings are there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to listen and bring it into our lives.